The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and after Zayin Amud Beis that Kol Shana Shein Token B'Tchilosa Mirian La B'Sofa. Any year that they don't blow shofar in the beginning on Rosh Hashanah, in the end it's not so good. My Taima Delo I'Arbev Satan. What's the reason? Because the Satan was not confused. We know the Gemara says we blow Tkios the Miyushav and Tkios the Mu'umad. We blow Tkios before the Shmona Esrei, before the Musaf, and Tkios during the Musaf. Kedei la'arbe v'sa Satan. We're marbe in the Tkios, as Rashi explains, to be mechabe v'sa mitzvah, so that mistatmen tanosov shel ha-Satan, that he won't be able to be mekatreg, he won't be able to criticize. Says the Gemara, in a year that they didn't blow shofar, the Satan was not nis'arbe if he wasn't confused. So there's a danger, there's a concern that without the zchus of the shofar, the year might not turn out so well, chas v'shom. Tosus quotes from the Bahag that this statement of the Gemara doesn't apply if Rosh Hashanah is chalios b'Shabbos. If they didn't blow shofar because Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, there is no sakon. The only time there's a sakana is if they were unable to blow the shofar because of some ones, due to circumstances beyond their control, they weren't able to blow shofar. So then there's a concern, then there is a sakana that perhaps the year, chas v'shalom, might not turn out so well. First glance, the Bahag's comment seems a little bit strange. If there's no sakana in the case in which they didn't blow the shofar because Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, so then why is it a sakana if they didn't blow because of ones? Ones rachmana patre. If ba'ones, if due to circumstances beyond their control, they couldn't blow the shofar, so then they're potter from the mitzvah. So why is there a sakana in that case? The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Emor explains with a mashal. He says, if a person is sick and he has to take medicine in order to get better, so what's going to be if he doesn't take the medicine? He's not going to get better. The shofar is like a medicine. It's the medicine that we need to be mamtik es adinim, to sweeten the din, to enable us to be zoche bedin. The shofar, as the Gemara says, is malah zechonem shel Yisrael la'avim shebashamayim. It brings the zechuyos of Klal Yisrael, the tfilos of Klal Yisrael before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Onus rachmona patre means that a person is not going to be punished if he didn't do a mitzvah machmas onus. But the only way to tap into the power of shofar is by hearing the sound of the shofar. Even if ba'ones, a person doesn't hear the sound of the shofar, he's not going to get the zchus of the shofar. And chalila, it's going to be more difficult to be zoche bedin. That's what the Bahag means, that if ba'ones, they didn't blow the shofar, there's a concern, there's a possibility of sakana. Because if they weren't able to tap into the koach of the shofar, if they didn't take the medicine of the shofar that year, then perhaps they're not going to have the koach, they're not going to have that merit to be able to be zoche bedin. But if that's the case, then why isn't it a sakana if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? They didn't get the medicine then either. They weren't able to blow the shofar. What's the difference? Says the Meshech Chochma, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and Klal Yisrael sacrifice the opportunity to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because they want to be Shomer Shabbos, and they're concerned about the Gzeira Derabbah that maybe someone will take his shofar, Rishus HaRabim, to go to a Baki to learn how to blow shofar, and Chas V'Shalom, he'll carry in Rishus HaRabim. A Chashash Rachok, such a far-fetched concern. But Klal Yisrael is concerned so much about Shabbos that they're going to withhold. They're going to hold back from blowing the shofar, from having the opportunity to tap into the Koach of the shofar because they're so concerned about Shmir Shabbos. That sacrifice is a great enough schus that they can be zoche bedin even without the shofar. This is what the Meshech Chochma wants to suggest. But perhaps we can add another idea, that maybe when Rosh Hashanah is chalios b'Shabbos, the reason why it's not a sakana is because shofar and Shabbos really share the same message. What's the message of the shofar? The shofar is coming to help us be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, Imru lefonei malchios, zichronos v'shofros, say on Rosh Hashanah, Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros, Malchios Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem Zichronos Kedei Sheyalu Zichronechem Lefanei Letova Ubameh Bashofar. Malchios Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Be Mamlech Me upon yourselves. But how do you do that? How we Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ubameh Bashofar? The Yisod of Rosh Hashanah is to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Kol HaOlam. V'yeda Kol Pa'ul Ki Atah Fa'alto, that everyone should understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachal, that He's omnipotent, that He's the Borei Es HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and He's Maneg Es HaOlam, and He continues to run this world. That's the message of the Shofar. And that's the message of Shabbos as well. Shabbos is a Zeichel L'Maisa Bereishis, and it's a Zeichel L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos reminds us of Bria Sa'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. And it reminds us HaKadosh Baruch Hu still is Manhig Es HaOlam through the Nisim Gluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim and through the Nisim Nistarim of Teva. When Klal Yisrael hold themselves back from blowing shofar on a Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, we don't lose the Koach of shofar. We're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Shmiras HaShabbos. We demonstrate that we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of our parnasa, of our health, of everything else in life. We harness the power of the shofar through Shmir Shabbos. And that's why it's not a sakana. It's not a situation where we're concerned. But rather we know that through the koach of Shabbos, through the feelings, through internalizing the message of Shabbos on that Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and taking that message with us throughout the year, not only won't we lose the koach of the shofar, but we'll have an extra koach that will hopefully enable us to be zocha b'din. This Rosh Hashanah is different than any other Rosh Hashanah. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. There's recently been an uptick in the number of COVID cases. And, we're certainly not out of the woods yet. There's so much uncertainty, there's so much fear in the air. And it's only natural to ask, what's the special message of this Rosh Hashanah that's different than any other Rosh Hashanah that we've experienced till now? There's no question that each one of us feels a lot smaller this year. The whole world feels smaller. The whole world realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kol Yachal, that He's in control. He can take a tiny virus that you can't see, that the naked eye can't see, and He can turn the whole world upside down with that tiny virus. Corona has certainly declared HaKadosh Baruch Hu the King. It has coronated HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech Kol Olam. But what kind of feeling does that engender within us? Certainly, it gives us a sense of pachad. Pachad for the Yom Adin. Yirah Shemayim. Certainly, it's supposed to give us a sense of Yirah. But I think it can also be a great source of simcha. One of the psukim we mention in the section of Shofros in the Musaf is Lo hibed oven b'Yakov, v'lo roa omel b'Yisrael, Hashem elokov imo usruas melech bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see the negative of Klal Yisrael. Usruas melech bo. What does that mean? It certainly sounds like we're invoking the shofar, truas melech, the shofar of the melech. But Rashi explains that usruas melech bo is a lashon of chiba v'reis. It's a phrase that alludes to friendship, that alludes to the closeness HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys with Klal Yisrael. The shofar comes not only to scare us into tshuva, but to remind us of the ahava, of the tremendous love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each and every one of us. In the mizmah that we recite before the Tkiyah Shofar, we say, Zamru lelokim zameru, zamru lemalkeinu zameru. Make music for Hashem, make music for our King. We recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim. He's the God for the whole world. He's the Shofet Kol Haaretz. But He's also Malkeinu. He's our King. We have a special connection with Him. And it's that connection, it's that love that we hope will carry the day and let us be Zoche B'din. This is what the Sfurno writes on the Pasuk Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. Rosh Hashanah is a Zichron Trua. What does that mean? Says the Sfurno, Zichron Truas Melech. It's a time to mention, to invoke the friendship of the King. Bo yogilu b'malkam, he says, a day that Klal Yisrael should rejoice with their King. Mibdei hayoso yoshev oz al kisei din, because he's sitting on the kisei din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world. Says the Sfurno v'roi lanu l'smach oz yoser, al shehu malkeinu v'yata klape chesed v'yizaka osana b'shofta osana. It's ro'oi, it's appropriate to be happy on Rosh Hashanah, to rejoice with the Melech, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. So we hope that He'll treat us kindly. He'll treat us with a chesed. and He'll allow us to be Zoche B'din. Ke'omer, like the Pasuk says, the Sfirno concludes, Ki Hashem Shofteinu, Hashem Mechokekeinu, Hashem Malkeinu, Hu Yoshienu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shofteinu, He judges us. Yes, we're nervous. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malkeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our King. We feel a closeness to Him. So He'll be Moshiach us, He will save us, and He'll allow us to be Zoche B'din. Rosh Hashanah is certainly a day that it's natural to feel a sense of trepidation. It is the Yom HaDin. But it's a day to also remember the tremendous love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. We constantly refer to this in the Psukim. Haven Yak Eli Ephraim. Zacharti Lachesed Nurayich. Despite the mistakes that we've made in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us. He loves Klal Yisrael. He loves each and every one of us. And it's that love that we cherish. It's that love that we invoke in the hope that it will tip the scales on the Yom HaDin and it will enable us to be Zoche B'din. May this year, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, be a year of health and happiness, a year of bracha and hatzlocha, of Yeshua's v'nachamos lonu ulechol Yisrael. May each one of us be Zoche to aksiva v'achsima tova, shnas chayim v'sholom. May this be the year that we see the ultimate geula and the binyan by Yishlishi b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.